You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here now they are. Matt and Ouija.
You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, well, well. Time for another big gay sex show with those two big studs themselves.
Yeah? Bert and Ernie? Those are the big studs I'm thinking of.
I heard they were into fisting.
Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, because they always had, like, hands in them and stuff. Get ahead.
All right.
Well.
Excuse me.
Well, well, hey, well. Well.
Well. Yeah, so, how are you?
You know how I am, baby. You tell me all the time how good I am.
Yeah, who's a good boy?
I'm doing okay. We're doing better, actually. Many of you know that Ouija and I have on and off this last year, entire last year, not just 2024, we've been battling this, that, and the other thing, so...
Yep, demons, yeah. Monsters, dragons.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia, you know, valley fever.
Happens, yep.
All of it. All of it. It's been the weirdest winter season for me.
Right.
And I am done with this shit. I'm over it.
Well, I want spring's it done here. With
it. Spring has sprung, and I can tell because my boner is perpetually boned.
I know. What's with that? All I'm the bunnies in the yard go, wee, wee, wee.
I know, those bunnies grab them. They're so fluffy.
Oh.
Fluffy bunnies.
Fluffy bunnies riding on my cock. No.
No. Now we just went to the big bestiality.
No, we don't go there. We love bunnies, sex but show. Not in a dirty way. Oh, yeah. It's been quite a time just trying to get together with all the stuff that we've been battling through. So, yeah. But we are here, we are queer, and we have not pod-faded, we have not gone anywhere. And we love all of you.
And we've life-aided. And now we're back.
And sometimes we love all of you in a special way.
Yep.
Yes.
Not
like
faded.
When, like when Brian sends us his dirty photos.
His needs jaded.
Yeah.
Over the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Holla.
Or when Ryan Landers sends us his OnlyFans links. And we're all like,
squeal like a pig for me.
Oh, man. There was one where he and this... I would love to see him and Chris. I almost said Crocker. Chris. He's fine, but I'm Chris Stewart. I'd love to see the two of them bang the fuck out of each other. But he
has magical nards, by the way. So if you get to see him, make sure you pay special attention to his beautiful shiny balls.
Which one?
He's got gorgeous balls.
He does.
He does. Well, he found out his secret, though. He uses one of those lasers.
You talking about Chris or Ryan?
Ryan.
I never really noticed. I just didn't ever notice.
Yep.
I mean, I've fantasized about licking them, but, you know.
Oh, well, when you do, it'll be nice.
I'll be like, these are laser balls.
The laser balls.
Laser like tag.
Laser balls.
Laser tag with Ryan Lander's balls. Anyway, welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
A homosexual sex?
Mm-hmm.
And everything you still don't want to know.
Well, we're going to force you to listen like they say we can. Anyway, I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the biggest bussy buster in all bussy land.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that. I've heard it. I've... And, I see.
Yeah, so he sees Ryan
Landers. We're looking at Ryan's balls.
Magic balls.
Yes.
And actually, that hole is quite something, too.
It is. And he's very limber because he shows that
ball. Oh, I know. When I love the way he jacks off. He jacks off with the...
legs up.
Yep. To the side. Akimbo. Is it akimbo?
Legs up, potato and trench.
Ah. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a great way of masturbating. So, yeah, if you can find Ryan Landers, and we definitely have it on our Twitter.
We're his OnlyFans, everything else. So
and we're not his OnlyFans.
And we have more news
about
him.
But we love his
up.
OnlyFans.
Okay, so you did that. Big gay welcome to all of our new listeners on and followers on X, Instagram, and Blue Sky,
which I need
to go check out over there.
New listeners from England and Ireland.
I told you the double dots. Don't you listen?
No, I don't.
Anyway, yes.
The
Brits.
Well,
you know what?
The Brits are coming.
It's March. Well.
The Brits are coming.
There'll be, there's some Brits I'd like to be coming on. Yeah. All right, Patreon offers way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like dirty audio clips, Patreon-only videos, vintage podcast archive access, naughty photos of us, and more. And you can become a patron for as little as $1 a month. Or at the $10 level, you can get 5 personalized minutes of dirty audio by either one of us of your choice. And you just have to go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
Yeah, and we want to welcome our newest patrons.
Way to find your place,
Trent, Sean, and Ryan Landers. And thank our current patrons.
He joined our patron.
Yes, he did. Cool. Yeah, I can't wait to give him some everything.
Yes, well, you do owe him an audio now.
I owe him a good old power pop in the butt.
So. I think he would like that.
Yeah, according to the pictures I snatched off of X, yeah, he's my spank bank for exposing his fun button.
Wait till you see some of the new videos. And him getting railed by Joel someone while they're looking out on the city.
Mm.
They were talking about maybe doing a podcast together.
Mm.
I think that they pretty much rock that.
Yeah, and make sure most of that's when you're fucking.
Mm-hmm. Our $10 I always have this, our $10 tier level reminder to respond to our message on Patreon. If you have not done your 10-minute audio, you gotta answer us to get it. And thanks to our patrons who always interact with us on the site. We really, really appreciate that. And also, just a quick note that we are in the middle of resolving our hosting issues. We switched to a new host. And so the Vintage Archive may be temporarily interrupted a little bit there, but we will get all that relinked. And, And just a general note of thanks. We could not have get the new hosting without you guys. So thank you very much for your support on Patreon.
You help with the host with the most.
You do. And Ouija's got the most of the host.
I try. Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry, folks. Goodness, a little sleepy.
He wasn't really yawning. He was just thinking about sucking some cock.
Yeah, that's... I don't want to suck some cock, but...
Oh, my God. Moving on.
I thought it was not good blood. But anyway, so... I was on a kayaking trip that left me very exhausted.
Yeah, that was what left you exhausted.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
So much exhaustion.
Well, it was good. It was really neat photos that you sent.
Yeah.
Well, check out the latest issue of Desert Heat Magazine over at desertheatmag.com, where you can download a absolutely free copy of the magazine.
That's a magazine not to be missed, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It'll bring you your heat and your desert.
Oh, yeah.
Bader Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Bader Mom, I love you. I'm seeing more and more pictures of guys, well-known guys, porn stars and the whole bit, touting the beauty of Bader Bomb. So if you have not experienced Bader Bomb yet, I really encourage you, even if you just buy the small travel size, just to get a feel. If you can afford a quality, very clean and beautiful Bader grease, then yes. You want Bader Bomb.
Definitely. I am about ready to want to get some of the non-scented. Yeah.
Yeah, just, I mean, yeah, and, you know, try both, try non-scented, but I guarantee you, I have a, it's funny because I have beat off and then I've gone out in public and people are like, what is that delightful, almost campfire-y smell? I'm like, oh.
That's my sperm.
I'm like, huh, that could be my hand.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, why does your hand smell so good? I'm like, it's a moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For my penis.
Uh-huh. They're like, wow, that smells really nice. Yeah,
it actually does smell really nice.
It's not pungent. It's not in your mm-hmm. face. It's a very mild, like...
I hope it's not in your face.
Lightly campfired lube.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's a lube for the campfire. That'd be fun, though.
Lip balm, yeah.
Oh, you know, actually, Alex, you know, for your next Bader Bomb commercial, have a bunch of guys sitting around a fire using Bader Bomb.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be actually really hot.
It actually would.
Flannel shirts
around
and just have their dicks
bonfire.
Out.
Yeah.
Yep. And their pants drop to their boots. And
oh, we have a question about that later, too.
All right.
Yeah. Check out the hottest independent fuck scenes on the web. TaylorImagined.com, and he's got a new scene coming out with Andrew Delta and Harris Sin. I cut a little preview of it a little bit ago, and it was actually really cool.
You got a pee view?
Yeah.
A penis view?
Well.
Yeah. Well, what?
Some chit-chat.
Some chitty?
Things that we kind of talked about, we threw up here on the Trello.
All right.
So recently, and I told you about this, recently somebody was making a comment about how they can't believe there's so much barebacking going on, and I actually had to explain to them that that's actually how we were supposed to have sex originally. That was by design. That's the natural part of it. But to people born after, like, the mid-80s, like, with condoms being the norm, quote-unquote norm, I rarely see, you know, I actually rarely see condom sex in videos anymore. It's one of those things that, like, you know, some of the studios still do it, but even that's a rarity these days. So it's just like how, you know, they, in the old days when we would watch porn, they'd always have to pull out and so that to get the money shot.
Uh-huh.
And now the money shot, they have to come inside them. And if they don't actually come inside them, then they've got like that little, like, you know, whatever, you know. Here's some, you know.
Well,
this is from a donut. Just stick it in it.
No, it's
now push.
Well, a lot of them use that spunk lube by.
That's what I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember that. Yeah, it is spunk
so lube.
And you can tell because it's like,
it
not
adds
real
the same
sperm,
whiteness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
yeah,
sometimes
sperm
it's a
like
little
a clumpy.
Too white.
You know, like, part of it can be like see through and then the rest of it's opaque.
But
and
when
then,
it bubbles out, you're just like, oh.
It's bubbler. Like
that's,
bubbler.
Yeah.
That's like Batman supervillain. The bubbler.
Anyway, so just to say, if you probably should be using the condoms, if unless you're not on PrEP or something like that, but I'm just saying, that wasn't how we were born.
Yeah.
God didn't say, well, and here's a condom.
And the truth of it is that now they, most of these companies... They actually do have, they run tests, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
they
no.
They can run those tests.
No, I'm not
on
saying
people.
That. That's the, yeah, they are. They're great. I'm just saying that for somebody who's like, I can't believe that they're having bareback, it's like, well, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the original.
Well, I mean, and the truth of it is, if everybody's checked and everybody's watching, then there's no reason not to.
Right.
I mean, the times when I've been to, various parties. Most guys nowadays are keen to doxypep. So
totally.
Yeah. So
prep and doxypep. Yeah.
So
good.
So I mean, if you're using those, then the need for condoms is dramatically reduced.
You do get what I was saying, though, right?
I didn't get it because I'm on doxypep. I didn't get your.
What do you get the man that has everything? Penicillin.
That would be a certain ex-husband.
They just hooked it up to his.
He needs to be walking around with doxypep daily.
So, hey, did you want to talk about your gum chewing adventure?
Oh, so...
So maybe you can spare somebody in the future.
Uh-huh. So there was a moment with a trick that... See, I chew gum here and there, and sometimes I do it out of a kind of a nervous disorder. And not only nervous disorder, but also because I used to smoke a long time ago.
Mm.
Maybe 10 years ago now.
During sex?
Yeah, I smoked during sex because
okay.
The pounding was just so intense. And that there'd be friction because I didn't have Bader Bomb for the butthole.
Do you smoke during sex? I don't know. I never checked.
I never looked down there. Yeah,
exactly.
But the,
What? What?
So my chewing, yeah, of gum is kind of a thing of to take care of the old triggers.
Yeah,
I'm smoking. So if I feel a little, I mean, I'm not going to smoke ever again. I know that much, but just to feel a little bit more relaxed, mm-hmm. I will pop some gum. But anyways, I had this guy come over, and he was sucking my dick. And I was getting ready to fuck him, and he just got a little pissed off and left. And I was like, okay. I mean, because I had come once. He doesn't always come. But, yeah, so the next day I was like, wait a minute. He did leave rather abruptly. So I texted him. I said, hey, what happened? Did something happen? I mean, we usually have a good time. It usually goes on for a bit. He's like, oh, and he sends me the definition to...
I don't remember. Oh.
I'll pull it up.
I've got like... Okay, sorry. We stopped to look it up. It's misophonia.
And misophonia is... it is a condition.
People with misophonia are affected emotionally by common sounds. Usually those made by others, and usually ones that treat that other people don't pay attention to, including breathing, yawning, or chewing gum, and it triggers anger and the desire to escape. So that is why he fled.
Hmm.
He fled your penis because you were...
Because I was chewing gum like a cow chewing cud.
Yeah, which explains Sater. And his issues with people eating during podcasts.
Ah, make some nuts. Make some nut up.
Mm.
No, I mean, and I guess I get that. I don't pay attention enough. You know what I mean? I mean, unless you're chowing down on a sloppy dick,
right.
I'm probably not going to, like, you know, sit there and think about the sound.
Well, that's another thing. I wonder if, somebody giving a blowjob would be, like, I wonder if they have to give a blowjob really quietly so they don't trigger themselves.
He doesn't. I mean, he's, like, gagging and nearly barfing. He has this weird thing where he just, like...
He likes to be gagged.
Yeah, he likes to take it all the way down and then, it's like, see how long he can go before he... Yeah.
Gag on it. Yeah, I learned not to do that after a couple beers. So, just saying.
Well, I remember that...
Sorry, B.
I remember one time a guy was really big on that, but he was never good about, like, knowing when to pull off quick enough. And one time he barfed all over my dick. And I was just, like, absolutely, like, mortified. And I was, like, done. Because, I mean, the smell, obviously, was enough to make me, like, okay, you know,
I could, like, just see you, like, with both hands, like, flayed out those high, going,
well,
like, it's one of those transitions where you're like, yeah, fucking suck on it. Oh, my God!
Yeah. And that's very much what it was. It was like, oh.
No, that's not an Oreo cookie.
No,
yeah.
So, yeah, it was a little much.
Studio dog.
Yeah, dog's like, oh, that story's awful.
Well, that's crazy. But, like, why didn't he say, like, hey, could you ditch the gum? It's triggering me or something.
Yeah, I would have expected that. I mean, because usually he's pretty good about, like, you know, stating his case, stating his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an odd one. So he recently got out of rehab and, and so dealing with some stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had to take care of himself, so he did. Well, I'm currently on a anti-smell and pro-clothes with dick out.
That's not like quid pro clothes.
No, then it's like...
That's pro-clothes.
Wear your clothes, sir. Just take your dick out, because I don't need to see the rest. Not that I don't mind seeing the rest on... Like, when I'm on X, I'm like, oh, yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, daddy.
But right now I am very, like, I'm going through this weird thing where I'm just like... You know, no, sir, I don't want to smell your pits. Yeah, and I guess maybe that's not weird. But I'm just like, sorry that you haven't, you know, showered or washed your balls in 2 days. But maybe you should before you want to come over. Just saying.
That's a reminder. If you're expecting your dick to get sucked, remember to watch and wash your back door.
Right, unless they specifically say, hey...
I like a stinky back door.
Can you go play a round of tennis and then let me suck your dick?
There you go.
I like the smell or whatever. That's fine, but anyway. Let's see, where we want to go. Let's do one more, because this one's interesting. Yeah. So, one of the people that we follow on X was talking about that about Wishtender. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so Wishtender is a universal wish list. Gift registry platform specifically designed for influencers and public personalities. But I guess it's not working anymore, so they have switched to wishlistpage.com, and it's so you can add things like, you know, buy me takeout $18, and then somebody will send you $18 for the takeout. Or pay my car rental. Buy me some underwear. In our case, it would be like, hey, buy us a high-end computer. Anyway, but I see people doing this for some of the people that we follow, and I just, like, I don't know. Okay, so one of the reasons this stood out for me is because, well, we'll talk about that in a minute, but what do you think about this?
I don't know. It gives me creeps, though.
Yeah.
Only because, you know, I don't know, maybe being Gen X, we had to work and you know, fight for everything we got. Mm. So to see these new generations sitting there like, send me a bow. I mean, I want some soup. And it's like, well, I would not expect anybody else to buy my shit.
Well, I don't know if it's that. I mean, obviously maybe it's cultural to, you know, now, but I mean, the people that I know use it, I'm sorry, he's a daddy. He ain't poor, and he is not a Gen X. He is a Gen X. So
one thing, if they're a little on the struggling side, and they're like, "Hey, if you have the ability,"
yeah, I mean, if this is their living, they're like, "This is I'm an influencer. This is what I do. I push people's products. You know, send me." It's like I don't have a problem with it, but at the same time, when somebody's like, you know, well, you guys should do that, and I'm like. You know, we have a patron. We'd give you stuff for subscribing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Just like, I don't know. It seems so anti what my parents taught me to just go on and be like, buy me soup. You know?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, no. So it was recently on the X.
Well, that was my next thing, is that you ended up having a moment with a FinSub, which, for those that don't know, is somebody who is sexually submissive to somebody else in a financial context. And then you were talking about how you understand transactional, but...
Yeah, I totally... I mean, if he wanted, you know, like... Hey, I'll send you this, you know, money for your underwear or whatnot, or, you know, jack off on something and send it to me. And I mean, I kind of get that because it's this for that.
Right. Yeah. You know,
it's quid pro quo.
It's capitalism at its finest.
Exactly. But this guy contacted me. He's like, hey, I want to pay some of your bills. I'm like, what? What are you saying?
Yeah.
What? You know, I totally did not understand. I'm still kind of a little taken aback. He just wants to pay some of my bills, and I want to do this to make you happy. And I'm like, huh, that's really weird. I mean...
Well, and see, normally, I mean, like, for somebody who isn't offered, I'd be like, oh my god, that's nice. Here, pay off my credit card, you know? Yeah, here, pay my cell bill. Although my cell bill's really low, so, you know, you'd be better off buying my underwear. Oh, wait, I don't wear any. But I get that. I get it just, if somebody was just like, hey, I want to pay your rent this month just to make you happy. I mean, that's sweet, but it also feels like, what's the string attached? Like, that's what we're used to is like
Yeah, if it's
like
too good to be true, then it is.
Yeah.
It's what we're used to.
Right. So, I mean, and it could be very, very open, you know, it's like, no, there's no strings attached. Mm-hmm. I just want, but it's still for, I guess, maybe it is a generational thing or maybe it's just a people thing. I don't know. Mm. It just feels like, what's the catch?
Oh, amen. So. It really does. So,
anyway, but I certainly don't knock anybody who can do it, and you know, yeah, there we go. We'll save those other topics for the next show.
Okay.
In the meantime, here's some news. Adult film industry was reeling in February with the news of the death of Bo Dixon. It was unexpected. His partner Brad said he died in his sleep on February 7th, and his real name was Tom Austin, which is a really awesome name. But he performed a gay porn from 2005 to 2008. He worked predominantly for Colt Studio and Hot House Entertainment.
Yeah, he was in his 60s when he died. Yeah. It was hard to believe because, I mean, he weathered very well.
Yeah.
Even his pictures up to near the end, he was...
He was still like a...
He was Instagram and some hotness.
Yeah. Jay Jorgensen, known to many in the Tom of Finland Foundation, died of an apparent heart attack. And this says in 1985, but there was supposed to be a period there, apparently. In 1985, his work took a turn when a friend asked him to take some nudes. His photography has appeared in anthologies... including AK Homo, Nudes Index 91, and Naked. And in 2009, he was a judge for Tom of Finland's Emerging Artist Competition. He was also a film and fashion historian and collector. He authored 3 books, History of Hollywood, wrote profiles on celebrities, and penned an article on Robert Mapplethorpe for Palm Springs Life. Anyway, yeah. A lot of our mutual friends knew him.
So, about he died how?
A heart attack.
Huh.
Apparently. Apparent heart attack. Yeah. And, hate to be the downer, but here's another one. I don't know if we did this one on the last show or not, so I made sure to throw it in just in case. But Steve Ostro died February 4th. He was the one who started the Continental Baths in 1968. And he had Bette Midler perform on weekends. He discovered Barry Manilow, LaBelle, Melba Moore, Nell Carter, Waylon Flowers, Waylon Flowers and Madam. The baths closed in 76, but he was also an LGBT rights advocate and a touring opera performer. Yeah.
Fascinating.
So... We won't talk about his being arrested for mail fraud in the 60s either. So
there. Well, that's nice of that.
All right, we do have some listener feedback, starting with Sean, who is a new patron, who says, love the podcast. And then we have...
And we love you, Sean.
We do.
Come closer so I can really love you.
Yes.
Love you the hard way.
Yeah. And then Brian, who on the last show commented, oh boy... Did you teach me hot audio? And then, on the personal Patreon audio you made for him recently, he said, holy fuck, that made me drip. And there is a photo of what dripped.
Well, you know, I am always glad to make guys drip in the positive way.
What?
I hate when I make them drip in the negative way. I'm kidding. I don't do the negative way.
Yeah. You mean in the bad way?
The bad way.
He, anyway, Brian is...
Brian is exceptional.
Like dip.
Dick.
Drip. All of the above. And then we have, hello, boys. It's been a while. This is Bill from Colorado. Hope hey, all is Bill. Well. And Bill, thank you for that really hot daddy dick photo. That is a nice dick.
That is. Very handsome penis. Yep. Got a handsome penis there, sir.
Hey, Matt and Clint. Cheers from rainy Boston. Just back from the world's largest age play convention where I was the headliner. Think stadium-style concert with two jumbotrons. Wow. Good for you. Hmm. Just wanted to mention a technical thing that might help. I listened mostly in my car. It sounds like you were planning that you were panning your two mics very hard left and right. This sounds really odd in the car, kind of like the opening to Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart, where it goes from speaker to speaker. But when I create my orchestra tracks in Logic Pro 10, fancy, I will only pan more than 25% in either direction if I have something way in the background. For example, if the strings are doubling the flute, I put on 25 degrees left and the other 25 degrees right. The only thing that gets harder pan is stuff way in the background, like a xylophone line. As this applies to you, I would start listening to what 25 degrees sounds like. In my car, it sounds like you're panned 100% with Ouija on the left and you on the right. Hope that's helpful. Cheers, Barry. You know, that was about as helpful as algebra. Because I didn't understand that either. But I do understand that apparently we were panning. So I will take a listen as we continue recording and see what's going on there. Because I think that may have been from an episode where we had issue and we ended up having to use the old mic.
No? I listened to the last episode.
Yeah?
And it was from the last episode.
Well, that's... we didn't use our mic, our lavaliers on the last episode. That was where we had the audio problem. I had to use the old mic. But I'll check it out and see if I can kind of fix that. And if not, I'll just ask you to run it through Logic Pro 10. So... but we love Barry. Barry's been with us since, like, our vintage, like, old show.
Back when we were the Big Gay Sex Show of the baby years.
That's true. And he was all like, speaking of baby, I shave. Yeah, but we do love our Barry. And thank you for that.
Thank you, Barry.
I will check into that. But I think that was that episode where we had the issues.
He's going to finger it out.
Yes, we love our Barry. Okay, so Nick in Houston asks, I was recently at a urinal after a Jimbo the Drag Queen show, and this guy has had his dick and balls out, and was putting on a show for me and the other guy on the other side of him. That's when he said, nice watch, and the other guy said, I'm watching all right. I was so enthralled by seeing this guy's massive dick that I didn't even notice a watch. But then I thought, well, maybe it's code that I don't know about. Do y'all know if nice watch means, like, nice dick or nice show or something in a urinal that I'm just out of the loop? Your show is awesome. Thanks, guys.
So I'm pretty sure I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe there was there's supposed to be a inferred comma where it would be like, nice watch. You know? I am watching. Yeah.
But, I think I was probably is code. It's probably like, you know, yeah, it's just a way of.
Yeah,
saying,
but
hey, I'm looking
down
there.
It's not like a standard code where, you know, there's people all over the country going up to a urinal and saying, nice watch. Yeah.
Well, because their watch is usually right next to their ding-a-ling.
Ooh.
When they're taking a whiz.
My ding-a-ling. All right. Hey, DoxyPep. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, do you want to?
Go for
Doxycycline,
it.
a.k.a. DoxyPep, as a post-exposure preventative used when 3 days of unprotected sexual encounters offers a crucial shield in combating STIs among men who have sex with men. Find out more at sacgrs.org.
Yes. Well, we do have some thirst wrecks here, and you're the one that's going to wreck this first one here.
Oh, I want to wreck him so damn bad.
Oh,
my goodness.
It was up his butt.
Oh, my God. Kaiju Glue is on Twitter, X, and he is an incredibly good-looking 30-something year-old guy who lives in Ohio. He does beautiful metalwork. He does a lot of the ring design chokers and bracelets and things of that sort. You can find him on X under at Kaiju Glue, KaijuGlue. This guy, he's on OnlyFans. He is gorgeous. You'll love him. Beautiful cock, beautiful ass, great fun face. He just seems like that really hot guy down the street that you really want to play with.
Well, it looks like he's playing with what you ordered from him.
So I ordered a necklace from him, and he did. The pictures are absolutely gorgeous. So it's on its way to me now. Mm. I asked him. He said. You know, do you want pictures after I'm done? I'm like, of course, but I'd prefer the pictures to be, you know, draped over your ass and dick and, you know, hell, you could wear it. And he did more than wear it. He did a little something extra special to it. Yeah. Well, and I was like, what did you do? So, anyway, but well, he is quite...
For those of you who aren't looking at it like I am right now, he's got one end of it up his ass, and the rest of it's like draped around him, and then the end of it is hooked to his...
Prince Albert.
Yeah, which is what got me, because when you're like, I ordered this specially made, and I'm looking at it going, bitch, you don't have a Prince Albert. What are you doing? And then, like, when you're like, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. He had a Prince Albert. But anyway... It's really beautiful work.
Aww.
And so I am looking forward to seeing you with it and, maybe seeing his OnlyFans video of it, because there is one, but...
Yes, there is, and yeah.
So, Kaiju, beautiful work, and also I really like the name, too.
Uh-huh, his real name is Nixon, and thank you, Nixon, for...
Oh my God, that's another cool name.
Yep.
Nixon. Wow. I mean, you know.
Not the classic spelling. Different spelling. But.
Nixon.
Nixon.
Nixon your ass.
So.
All right. Well, here's a wreck for me. I do love the Tom Goss, who is a singer, for anybody that doesn't know. And if you don't.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Living under a rock.
There's a magazine called Meat Zine. And they did some work with him, like, 2018 or something like that. Well, now they're releasing a series called Meat Icon, where basically, I guess, they kind of go back to guys that they did before and, like, do them again.
Meat Icon, you try to do. I mean, if you're going to do a guy, try to do him again.
Oh, hell, well, sometimes.
Well,
you learn your lesson the first time.
Art!
So they did a new magazine with Tom. It was like $10. So I ordered it. It comes from, I think they're in England. But it's really good. It's fun. It's just a little pictorial with an interview with him. And he's such a sexy guy and talented and smart. His husband's very lucky. So go to meatzine.com and you can check that out. And they've got like years of these with all sorts of different guys. Whoever you're into, there's probably going to be somebody for
you. It's
going to
be a meat zine for you at meatzine.com.
Well, hey, let's do one more wreck here since you're so into this.
Wreck it, Ralph.
This is your guy, right?
Matthew Camp.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matthew Camp at Matthew Camp NYC. Now, Matthew Camp is just, another person, I would say. If you find him, run into him on the street, have sex with him. Do it, please. And then let me know how that went.
As you do.
Because he's hot.
And then just, you know, if he's all like, oh my god, I can't believe I was attacked and bred on the subway. And be like, well, Ouija said.
I know, so. And I'll be like, but, you know, hey, you know, it's a new world.
Yeah.
I could say things, but you can't hold me accountable.
Well, hey, there's, since we've got a few more minutes left.
Yeah, we got some
Beta minutes. Bomb, or Beta Bomb.
Oh.
Bait World. It'll come out here eventually, as you do when you bait. But Bait World asked a question to its followers on X and said, are you a shirt-wearing baiter or a no-shirt baiter? Bare ass or a robe bait? Do you have jack-off pants? I thought... hold on here.
Uh-oh.
Gotta pause real quick. We'll be right back, sirs. Okay, we're back. So, I thought this was a really interesting question, and before I tell you why, what about you? Shirt on or shirt off?
You know, actually, it literally depends on... I mean, I don't go into, like, my masturbatorium.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go in there, like, I mean, thinking, oh, I need to wear that or this. I don't. I mean, sometimes I'm, like, shirtless. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm in my bathrobe. Sometimes I'm, you know, in a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'll try not to do is I got one of my nice work shirts on.
Mm-hmm.
I take that off. So, I mean, sometimes I am shirtless because I don't want to get, you know, grease or jizz on my work clothes.
Right.
So, and that's only because I don't want the stains on my more expensive clothes.
Stains. Solar enough. Okay, so I thought it was a really interesting question because, you know, our bodies do respond to different tactile stimulation. And when I was younger, I remember, you know, there were times when I would actually be in my clothes and lay down in the bathtub with the shower on and jerk off, like, in my clothes.
Huh.
Because of the sensations of that I was feeling with the clothes on. The only thing I didn't like is the cleanup afterward, because then I've got sopping and wet clothes, and, you know, there's that we didn't have a washer and dryer in the apartment at the time. So.
Let's get soaking wet.
Yeah. But I always thought that... So, it was just a really interesting question to me.
Hmm. No, I'm sure there's probably people that actually have, like, a whole, like, you know, like, wardrobe. I mean, I know that I pop a cock ring on, because I love my cock rings. I just do. And, you know, people always have different questions about, like, why? And I'm like, well, because I was 19, and I saw, you know, Al Parker in a cock ring and thought, that looks cool.
Yeah.
So I got my hands on a cock ring that fit right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, this is nice. This is like somebody's like, you know, give me a cock handshake.
Mm-hmm.
So, So, I mean, so I'll pop one of those on when I'm about to get frisky with myself. And, you know, I mean, I wear them often. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't wear them at work. Once again, I'll explain that. I don't wear them at work because I get... You know, I get self-conscious because I'm not saying I'm hugely endowed, but I'm endowed enough to where it sticks out.
Yeah, you're definitely a shower.
And so my package is a little pronounced, so mm-hmm. I get jokes at work anyway about the size of my package. So if I was to wear a cock ring at work, that would be awful. Because a cock ring doesn't really, like, give you anything more, but it's just kind of like a bra, like, lifts and separates from your thighs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it brings it up and forward, which is not always an endowed person's best friend out in public.
Well, and depending where you are. Because, I just saw this video with this guy. He was like he and this woman were, I guess, on the news or news reporting or something. And it was actually this kind of sad event thing that they were talking about. And he's standing there, and you can tell that he keeps trying to, like, put his hands in his pants or do something to adjust, because he is on full show. I mean, you're like, yeah, I can tell your religion.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you could tell that he, like, all of a sudden realizes it, and I think he was probably getting a hard-on, too, so he was like...
Well, and that's, like, one of the problems with, like, the modern pants now. Mm-hmm. With the modern pants, they make them so stretchy that the way that they fit now is, I mean, the nice pair of khakis that I wear, they do. They show my mushroom head, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no matter how I, like, put my penis, mm-hmm. he's going to go where he wants to go.
Right.
So no matter where I, like, try to stage him at, he's like, nope, I'm right down here hanging. What's up? You know? And and I can totally see the ridge on top of my dick. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, people are seeing that too. You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean, I definitely know it when I'm like walking around work when somebody's coming at you and they're just staring at your crotch. I'm like, God damn it. You know? And it's not a person you really want staring at your crotch.
Yeah.
But they're looking at it more like in a horror.
Like Selma Diamond coming back up. Nice mushroom jubilee.
Oh, exactly. That's gosh, what happens.
I hope that didn't sound offensive. Well, speaking of lifting and separating, though, David Pakman show, who you can find that on YouTube. I watch him like every day that he's on. He sometimes, one of his sponsors is a pair of underwear that like has pouches where you put the balls in the pouch so that they're away from the body, and then you have like where the shaft goes downward so that it's not, you know, so it's a little less on display, but yeah, it's so also you separated from the balls.
So you have more of a fat Ken crotch instead of a visible penis line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, my mom saw that commercial, and she still keeps going, what does that mean? Do you need to have a separate pouch for your balls? She's absolutely floored that, you know, she just has no clue the concept of, like, you know, why men's underwear should be specialized.
Be like, Mom, as much as you and Dad did it, and we all know you did, mm-hmm. did you never look down there? Was it always under the covers? Mm-hmm. Did you ever open your mouth? Did you lift and separate? You know?
Well, my dad wore these tiny little French bikini.
I remember.
You know? So, yes, I don't know what he was doing. You know, they just had, like, a little pouch in front. And then, I mean, my dad was a very slender, very tall guy. But the way these wore on him, it was, yeah, he definitely looked like a little striptease person with these tiny little French bikinis.
Yeah.
So...
Wow. Anyway. But, yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, so anyway, that's interesting. I have actually figured out that I actually kind of like shirt on. That doesn't mean I all the time, but sometimes I will just, you know, put a shirt on and go for it.
But go to town.
How, do you ever do it in your bed, or do you always do it in the masturbatorium?
I was doing the masturbatorium.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of from the way of thinking that, you know...
somebody's going to come in with a black light.
Then my bedroom is for sleeping only, you know? So I'm from that way of thinking.
Unlike me, who it's basically my office, my living space.
Yeah, but you have two separate spaces, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. You could be masturbating here, or you could be masturbating there.
Well, it'd take a lot to masturbate here, but yes... My bed, don't run a black light over it. So
Your whole room, I bet you.
You know what I've been really enjoying, though, for it? I don't know if our Bader Bomb friends actually really listen to the full show, but I've been enjoying my Bader Bomb towels. The little things.
They have great towels.
Really awesome.
They do. And, those towels they're of a dark color, so, and stains, for some reason, they don't seem to hold, you know.
No, they do really
but,
well.
But they do get cut a little bit hard.
Really?
From just the Bader Bomb, the amount of Bader Bomb, used Bader Bomb that's in them.
True.
So.
All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap up.
Wrap it up, baby.
And, currently, LGBTQ people of color in America have a disproportionately high rate of new HIV infections.
Golden Rule Services wants you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV.
Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection.
If you think PrEP may be right for you, visit your local sexual health clinic.
Check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate over at Smashwords, Amazon, and major digital book distributors. globally. And of course, send your comments, questions, and feedback to biggaysexshow@gmail.com. You can
give us a call at 408-692-4827. 408-692-4827.
Or 408-69-CHUBS.
That's for a different show.
But it's the same line.
It's the same line.
But it's a different show. Anyway, join us, join our Patreon at patreon.com/BGSS.
Patreon. Join our Patreon. Find all our links at allmylinks.com/MattWeegee.
Yay. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for coming with us.
Oh, yes.
I feel like it when we come together.
Come together.
Right.
Over your face.
Over my butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. No. Modern day, you come in the butt. Either you come in the butt or you get the squirt.
In the butt.
That's true. All right. We love you, and we will catch you next time.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.